International Bible Study Commentary, verse-by-verse Bible lessons through the Bible, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New Revised Standard Version, John 14, 1 through 7. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 7, New Revised Standard Version. John 14, 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. As we have seen, Jesus felt and experienced trouble, and with trouble come various temptations. For example, the temptation to not trust God, or to stop believing in God and Jesus in times of trouble. Because Jesus is fully human, Jesus was tempted in all ways as we are, but Jesus never sinned. Jesus always trusted in God the Father, and his Father never failed him. In Job chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, Eliphaz gave his opinion about trouble and what he would do if troubled. For misery does not come from the earth, nor does trouble sprout from the ground, but human beings are born to trouble, just as sparks fly upward. As for me, I would seek God, and to God I would commit my cause. As human beings living in this world, we will have troubles. And Eliphaz told Job that he would seek and commit his cause to God. Jesus told his followers what to do when their hearts were troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Because Jesus had found his followers, was with his followers, and had revealed the Father and himself to his followers, they did not need to seek God. But they did need to keep believing in God and believing in Jesus. Very soon, they would experience trouble when Jesus died and was no longer with them. And as Jesus foretold them in John 13:33, little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. After Jesus died on the cross, they would particularly need to keep believing in God and believing in Jesus. Then, when they could not find Jesus, Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to them. When we feel troubled, we need to commit our cause to God the Father and Jesus Christ. Jesus did exactly what he taught when he was dying on the cross, and quoted Psalm 31, 5. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. See Luke 23, 46. God the Father was faithful to Jesus, and he rose from the dead. Just as Jesus quoted Psalm 31, 5, many psalms remind us to trust in God in times of trouble. Consider these few examples, and you will discover many more when you read the Psalms during your devotional times. Psalm 9:9. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Psalm 34:6. This poor soul cried, and was heard by the Lord, and was saved from every trouble. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 50:15. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Psalm 107:2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those he redeemed from trouble. Jesus is fully God, and throughout Jesus' ministry, he showed and told many reasons for us to also believe in him and call on him in times of trouble. In John 8:12, Jesus declared, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In Psalm 27:1, the psalmist said, The Lord is my light. God the Father and God the Son are the light that Jesus told us to believe in, and Jesus is the light at the end of the tunnel when our hearts are troubled. In John 4:22, Jesus told the Samaritan woman, You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. Jesus is our salvation, so we can worship the Father and the Son with all the words of Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Prior to Jesus' arrest, he knew his disciples would flee in fear when he allowed himself to be taken away for trial and crucifixion. So he shared these truths for them and for all who would follow him later. Whenever his followers faced troubles or crises, Jesus wanted them to not let their hearts be troubled, whether he was personally with them or hanging from a cross. Jesus gave them good reasons not to be troubled. Jesus' followers are the children of God. Even if Jesus were hanging on a cross, as he soon would be, his followers were to keep trusting in their Heavenly Father and in him. He wanted his followers to keep believing in him, for he would soon be raised from the dead and be with them again. No matter what the fearful or troubling situation, Jesus' followers need to keep believing in God and believing in Jesus. Then their hearts will not remain troubled. Jesus rose from the dead and sits at the right hand of God. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus personally dwells in the hearts of all his followers. He and their Heavenly Father will take care of them. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe in Jesus. John 14:2. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? When the Jews of Jesus' day thought of God's house, they thought of the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus called the temple his Father's house in John 2:16, saying, Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. But Jesus knew that in about 40 years, the Romans would destroy their temple and Jerusalem. As followers of Jesus, we can think of the Father's house in heaven when we read some of the Psalms. For example, Psalms 26:8. O Lord, I love the house in which you dwell, and the place where your glory abides. and Psalms 27:4. One thing I ask of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. We can ask ourselves if we really feel and think about the Father's house, as did the psalmist. When Jesus said he was going to the Father, he was going to the Father in the Father's house, which we also know as heaven. Most of Jesus' disciples died a martyr's death, and these words would comfort them. If we, his followers, die physically, that is, when our bodies die and we become separated from our bodies, we have a specific place to go, a dwelling place, a place to stay and live with God and Jesus in the Father's house. Jesus taught that the end of life in the world does not mean the end of life. Jesus went to heaven to personally prepare a special place for all his followers, a far better place to live than living in this world. Jesus loves us and knows us intimately, and Jesus knows what will make us happy. Jesus will create a special place for us in the Father's house that will give us happiness far beyond what we can understand. Being with the Father and the Son throughout eternity will make us the happiest. John 14:3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus was going to rise from the dead and descend back into heaven, from where he lived with the Father before he came into the world. After Jesus has prepared a place for all those who believe in him, he will return and take them to heaven. When we separate from our bodies and die physically, Jesus comes to us, if we believe in him, to take us to be with him. Jesus' words encouraged his disciples when they faced physical death, and for almost 2,000 years, they have encouraged all who have followed him. Physical death is not the end of life, but the beginning of a glorious eternal future with the Father and the Son and all who love God and one another. John 14:4. And you know the way to the place where I am going. The disciples knew the way, Jesus. But they did not know that they knew the way was Jesus. Some might think of the way as a road to travel, a way of living, a religious organization, or a rule or set of rules to follow. Jesus did not mean any of these things, but they did not understand. The place Jesus was going to was heaven, to be with his Father in a different way than when he ministered to people and served his Father on earth. His different way was dying on a cross, rising again, and descending into heaven. Again, we can look at the Psalms for guidance. For example, in Psalm 25:4, David wrote, "Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." Jesus was going to teach his disciples that going to the Father was not by knowing some ways or paths to follow or some commandments to obey. Rather, going to the Father would be to follow him. And if a believer follows Jesus, he will do as Jesus did, and even greater works than Jesus did. See John 14:12. As the Son of God, Jesus is greater than the ways, paths, and commandments of God that he expects us to obey, even as he obeyed. Consider Psalm 25:8. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. Jesus identified himself as the Lord, as the I Am. Jesus instructs sinners in the way when he says believers are to follow him who is the way. Believers keep their spiritual eyes on Jesus. Keep close to Jesus and follow Jesus to always be with Jesus on earth and in heaven. John 14:5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Thomas was the disciple who mournfully declared that if the disciples went back to Bethany, even though they went to help Martha and Mary, whose brother Lazarus had died, that they would die with Jesus. Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, Let us go also, that we may die with him. John 11:16. After Jesus was crucified, Thomas also doubted Jesus' resurrection until he saw Jesus raised from the dead. In John 20:27, Jesus told Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. So, along with the other disciples at dinner with Jesus, Thomas certainly did not know or understand that Jesus planned to die, rise again, and descend to heaven. Nor did the disciples know the way or the road to take to follow Jesus. In the next verse, Jesus revealed an astounding truth to them that gave good reasons for people to believe in God and believe in Jesus. See John 14:1. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus told them that he was not speaking of a road to travel, a way to live, or a new religion. Rather, Jesus himself was, and still is, the way to God the Father. By Jesus clinging to us, and by our clinging to Jesus in faith, as Jesus enables us, he becomes the way to eternal life with God in heaven. Just as getting in a spacecraft is the only way to go to the moon, the only way to God the Father, the only way to know the truth, the true facts about God and reality, the only way to have both the physical and spiritual life God wants us to enjoy forever, is in trusting fellowship with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. More than this, the only way for a believer to come to the Father is to have Jesus Christ living within them. The Apostle Paul summarized this in Colossians 1:27. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. People need to believe what Jesus said about himself in the Bible, and what the Bible says about Jesus. The first step in learning more truth about Jesus is believing the Bible is true. In Psalms 25:5, we read the prayer, Lead me in your truth, and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, for you I wait all day long. Jesus claimed to be the way. He also claimed to be the truth that people should believe in and follow. Believers in Jesus can pray through this verse during their devotions. Lead me, Jesus, because you are the truth. Teach me more about you, because you are the God of my salvation. I wait for you to take all who believe in you to be with you and our Father in heaven. In John 1:4, John introduced Jesus to his readers, writing, In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The way to the Father is through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who guides and empowers believers in him. Jesus is our life now and forever, and we depend absolutely on Jesus for life. John 14:7. "If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on you do know him and have seen him." Jesus reminded his disciples that God the Father and God the Son were so perfectly united in heart and in mind, in purpose and in truth, that to know the Father was to know the Son, and to know the Son was to know the Father. Jesus wanted them to know that from their past relationship with him, and from that time forward, they had seen and would see the purposes, the divine nature, and the loving character of the Father perfectly revealed in all Jesus had said and did and would say and do in the future. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What are some concerns or events that trouble some people today? 2. How can believing in God the Father and Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior help people not to be troubled about the concerns and events they listed in answer to question number 1? 3. Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. How does knowing this help you in your daily life? 4. How do Jesus' words help you when you are facing death, the death of a friend, loved one, or yourself? 5. How can you see and know the Father? International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. God's Solution to Our Troubles, John 14:1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Jesus gave the ultimate solution for facing our fears and overcoming our problems. He commanded, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Then, he told us how to live untroubled by past, present, or future events that we have experienced or might experience. Believers in Jesus can handle every troubling person or situation with composure because Jesus gave them reasons for not allowing themselves to become overwhelmed with events and people beyond their control. He commanded, "Believe in God. Believe also in me." Jesus Christ came into the world to show and tell the truth about God the Father and himself. By the way Jesus lived, died sacrificially, and rose from the dead, he revealed the breadth and depth of God's gracious love. He demonstrated the character and true nature of God perfectly throughout his life. Then he declared, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." John 14:9. In Jesus Christ, we see the perfect, wise, and loving concern of God the Father for everyone. If we believe in God and Jesus, we have many reasons for hopefulness. Moreover, those who believe in God and Jesus can help those with a weak or no faith in God. They can demonstrate the faithfulness of God and Jesus by their words and acts of faith. When people see the peace and joy that the indwelling Holy Spirit gives Jesus' followers, God the Father has shown them the results of trusting in him and his Son. Even if believers suffer disaster and death before Jesus returns, through believing in God and Jesus, they will not perish, but enjoy eternal life in the paradise Jesus has prepared for them. Copyright 2020 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. All rights reserved. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.